wasn't. No fooling. The next morning, the girls were back in the garden, singing merrily to the tune of I'm a Little Teapot. We the delicious, we like fun, here in the garden, under the sun. We love Amaranth, soon we'll say, it's your birthday, hip hip hooray! Did you hear our song, Kendall? Asked Ashlyn. Isn't it wonderful? Said Emerson. Don't you love it? Kendall didn't answer. She just sat on the bench, looking gloomy. Kendall, Camille, sat down next to Kendall. What's the matter? She asked. The song is right, says Kendall. Amaranth's birthday is soon, but we don't have a present for her. You mean we don't have one yet? Said Ashlyn. We might never have one, said Kendall. Never? Asked the girls in surprise. What do you mean? I can't buy my tools, said Kendall. We need my tools to make the stuff from the tomorrow pile into presents. Uh-oh, the other girl said, looking sheepishly at one another. Sorry, Kendall, said Ashlyn. We were playing and then it was time to go home and I guess we forgot and left your tools under the tree. We'll go and get them right now, said Emerson. Come on, girls. Off they rushed to the shady tree. It had rained in the night, so the ground under the tree was wet and fallen sticks and leaves had gloomed together. The girls had to search on their hands and knees, looking for Kendall's tools where they dropped them. It was hard to find them because the tools blended in so well with the sticks and leaves. When at last they had found all the tools, they ran back to Kendall and put the tools on the bench next to the playhouse. Here you go, said Willa. Kendall didn't say anything. She didn't need to say anything because her face showed how upset she was. And it was easy to see why. Kendall's hammer was dirty. Her pencil was blunt. Her apron was wrinkled. Her goggles were smoggy. Her tape measure was tangled. Her scissors were gummy. Her notepad was a soggy mess. Kendall's tools looked as terrible as the stuff in the tomorrow pile. Sorry, said Emerson in a small voice. Sorry? Asked Kendall. Her voice was tight and tearful. We were supposed to be working all together, but you quit working to go off and play, she said to her friends. You used my tools as toys. Then you left them out in the rain, and now they are muddy and messy and ruined. I can't use my tools when they're like this, Kendall said. No one can. You can forget about making a present for Amaranth, so now you've ruined her birthday too. Then Kendall stomped away. Whoa, whispered Willa. No one had ever seen Kendall so upset before. The Wally was just felt ashamed. Come on, said Camille, starting picking up Kendall's mucky tools and said, we've got some work to do. No fooling, said Emerson.